What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Among the comments coming in, fetching essential red. Thoughts on your neck?
Those are good thoughts. Those are good words.
Yeah. Fetching. A lot of parts of the human body you can be attracted to.
Sure.
A neck? Can you be attracted to a neck? To me, the neck seems like it's only there on the look side as a detriment.
No, I disagree with that.
You think?
I think someone can have a nice-looking neck.
Yeah.
You can certainly have a bad-looking neck.
That's what I'm saying. Does your neck, some guys, the big bodybuilders, like the two of us, mm-hmm. big necks.
Yes, out to the shoulders.
Big necks. Is that an attractive neck, the big giant neck?
Only if you're a linebacker.
Yeah. I don't think so. No neck. That's not good.
No, you want a neck.
You know?
Got to have a neck.
The older I get some of these things down here when I look in the mirror and I'm like, what are these lines on the neck?
They're not too prominent yet. You're doing okay.
Yeah. I'm okay. Other thoughts on your neck? Okay. 651-461. Waddle, turkey. 651-461-9226. Give me a word describing your neck. Okay. Gen Z. I think Gen Z sometimes becomes the pincushion too often, right? They get ripped too often. But if this survey is correct, from Resume Templates, a virtual career planning hub, these folks are involved. They deserve the heat. 77% of Gen Zers say, wait for it, they've brought a parent to a job interview when they were job searching.
I'm convinced that nearly every survey or, you know, whatever we hear about, this is the newest thing from Gen Z. You can't believe it's all made up.
Well, don't tell me that, because we're going to talk about it for at least 3 minutes here.
That's fine.
And
it's true.
An alarming 79% of this hapless bunch. Yeah, this is a New York Post story. Admit they once they get their job, their parents continue to communicate with their managers.
No.
Routinely asking for promotions, pay increases, day off benefits, and others. 77% brought a parent to a job interview. Have you heard of one person in your life? I sound like Vern Lundquist. In your life.
Oh!
Who brought a parent to a job interview?
No.
I'm zero.
No. The answer is zero. Well, the answer is probably not zero. I'm sure some goofball has done it. But if you are a hiring manager at any other company, at any company, once you see a parent, you're not hiring the Gen Zer, correct?
They're out, right?
Yes, immediately.
They have to be out. Have to be out. Interior decorator reveals... Interior decorator reveals five ugly things you never should put in your home. Okay, you're upset. This is a Brit. You're blaming a Brit, right?
Oh, no. Not only a Brit, but just the fact that he couldn't have been any more pompous.
First on the list, a TV. Right away, ugly.
Yes.
If you put a TV in, give me a break. How pompous is that? Next, a microwave.
Also ugly. He called it the TV of the kitchen. And by the way, he never watches TV, okay?
Yeah. I moved out of my parents' house when I was 18. I'm 35 now. In all those years, I've never owned a TV. I find they dominate the room. Everybody places their furniture to face that thing. It's an ugly black box. I don't want my house to disturb the flow and the beauty. Okay. Get that stick out of your booty. You know what else bothers this person? Overhead lighting.
Yes. Have an assortment of lamps, Chad. An assortment
overhead lighting. Another one. Unused candles.
Yes, you have to have your candles. You have to burn them right away. Show your guests that they have been used.
Used candles are apparently tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
But the unused ones have to stay behind the scenes.
That's right. That's exactly right.
All right, along with rating your neck, 651-461-9226, along with do you believe there's one Gen Z or actually brings a parent to a job interview? What is something that's common in a house, condo, apartment that you think is ugly and that item has to go? That item has to go. Wrong. Now, let's go right answers. Let's go right answers.
That's fine.
What do you think that's fairly common that needs to go that you can act as pompous as this 35-year-old? 651-461-926. 9226 on CCO.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So Big Cook thinks he is. Like, Jason's normally in here by now.
Yeah, loves to be here, loves to help out, join the show.
Yeah, Dan filling in for Jason.
Can't be bothered.
Don't bother me.
Yeah,
I'll talk when my show starts. That's how Dan feels. On the neck, Gen Z interview, and the pompous person about what's ugly in your house, the topics. This person says, I know someone who brought a parent to their job interview. Doesn't count if it's like for the lemonade stand or something. No. I had a friend whose college nickname was E.T., so you can imagine what his neck looked like.
That's tough.
It's a tough one. Again, I just think you only notice a neck if it's a detriment. Like, at one point have you said, he's got a really good-looking neck? Never.
No, but I think you're right. If it's a detriment, if it's an ugly neck, if you got a lot of the wrinkles going,
yeah.
If you've got a terribly long or terribly short neck, I think giraffes are attracted to the neck.
It's Merton Hanks, right?
Yes.
The former
49er safety. He had the big long neck.
He had the big long neck. Dan Cook, anybody else you can think of with a long neck?
Not off the top of my head, no.
See, like with your beard, we don't notice your neck as much.
Yeah, and a lot of the beard is to hide the double chin, so I'm trying to hide.
Hide.
Pieces of the neck.
Yeah, well, that's hiding the chin, which not is, as much hiding the neck,
well,
right?
I mean, but the double part of the chin is technically neck.
Yeah, one could say the chin is kind of the top end.
I give the chin its own credit. You guys are trying to combine the chin and neck. They don't appreciate
it. Well, it's a connector between the neck and the face.
The connector's fine, but separate. Gen Z is also responsible for the booming sales of the trapdoor. You know? Do you believe any Gen Zer actually brings their parent to a job interview?
Yes.
I mean, more than one.
I think it's insane, but yes, I do think they do that.
Yeah. Among the items that other people think really downplay the house, toilets in the house, just gross. Another item this goofball said, hanging laundry. Now, that's true. Like, if you go to a house and it's not your house and you're going there for a party and there's just laundry hanging around all the time, that...
There was a former coworker of ours,
yeah,
who after working out and then coming into work would hang certain items over a door in a certain location.
Well,
in this building.
This person's gone, right?
Yes.
What, are we afraid of this person?
No, I just, you know, I'm not trying to call anybody out.
Come on, I am. Who?
McKinney.
McKinney would
hang like sweat socks and stuff over the doors in the newsroom to let it dry out.
So I never saw that. You know, I would have.
Our former boss Mick Anselmo. Put a stop to that when he saw it.
That's
day,
disgusting.
So. I thought so.
Come on.
I thought so.
Beds in the house. Huge waste of space. The carpeted toilet lid cover. Yeah, we don't need.
No. Or the little carpet that rounds around the base of the toilet.
No.
No.
Yeah.
How much disease is on that thing?
Okay. Long neck, Audrey Hepburn. We're going way back in the deep, deep situation.
Well, but isn't that the thing, though? Like, you know, a long neck was once, or maybe even still, with women, is viewed as like a beautiful thing.
Is it still?
I don't
Lindsay,
know.
Lindsay, is the long neck viewed as attractive on a female?
I think it is because I have the stubbiest neck in the land, so no, I have always longed for a long neck.
So you've longed
envy
for a long neck.
Yes, I have excellent neck envy.
Is there anybody in particular whose neck that you've always wanted?
A ballerina's neck is beautiful.
Ballerina.
Yes.
There you go.
Ballerina. Nose tackle. Probably not a good neck.
That's me.
I don't think so. Don't think. You want to give us one guess? You want to give us one preview?
Preview. We're going to start the show. What's the most important thing your dad ever taught you?
Oh, very good. Dan is in, along with Lindsay. They'll take you home right here on, I think it's CCO.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.